For the first time this year, the Jaguars return to play a game on the banks of the St. John's River. The preseason home opener against cross-state foe Tampa Bay. It's Bucks and Jags.
Let's get it. Game one home, baby.
It's time to go out here and show everybody what we've been working on. Let's lean on each other and let's ride out. Let's make plays. Let's be excited. Bring that swag.
Blue ball, let's go.
So much of it is on Blake Bortles tonight.
Out of the shotgun, throws along the left sideline, wants Allen Robinson. Incomplete. Well covered there.
Just slightly overthrown, and offensively you can just clearly see that they're not playing with a lot of confidence. You got to have some success. Make a play and start something rolling.
Dropping the throw is Blake. Fires deep down the middle of the field, wants Allen Robinson. Incomplete. Allen broke free. But the ball was behind him.
I'm not happy with the performance today. I'm not going to sit here and BS anyone. I mean, everyone saw it out there. Whatever you want to call it, I'm still trying to evaluate who the best person is at that position. I told that to both quarterbacks to lead the offense.
But all I can do is worry about what I can control and, try to be the best leader I can and get the guys going if my opportunity arises.
Whether you say it or not, I think at any position in the NFL, it's an open competition every single day. If there's a guy better than you that's not playing, he's going to play. And I think you have to go earn the right to start at your position.
The quarterback gets all the attention. And after the Bucs game, it was all Bortles and Henny all the time. But they weren't alone. Even guys like Yannick Ngakoue struggled in week two of the preseason. It was a tough night for everyone.
Hey, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Turn up, Tay. Turn up. Don't stop. Keep going. Hey, hey, hey. Ah. Hey, Smooth, I'm gonna get there. Let's go. Meet me there. Gotcha. Meet me there. Hey, I had stood up on one play because I thought it was going to be that crack. I thought it was going to be that crack toss. I had stood up on one of them plays. You saw that, right? I thought it was going to be a crack toss.
Don't think, just play your keys.
Okay, I thought it was going to be.
You just got to get you out of your tempo. You got it?
I still
got
a good get off on that, though. Yeah. Hey, watch the ball. Just watch the ball. Watch the ball. Get off the rock. Watch the ball. Get off the rock.
I had one quarterback hit, bro, on an inside exit.
Man, it was like three times, like right there, bro.
It's been all Tampa Bay, 12-0 Buccaneers. Cole's going to field it at the 46 of Jacksonville. Now tries to run inside Tampa territory. Look at this guy go inside the 40, inside the 35. Keelan Cole still on his feet. What a camp this rookie has had inside the 25-yard line. And the Jags are in business after a terrific punt return by Keelan Cole.
Keelan Cole's number 84, and pencil him in on the 53-man roster.
Dropping the throw is Allen. Fires. That ball's caught. First down into Tampa Bay territory, DeeDee Westbrook. The flashy rookie out of Oklahoma has it all the way down to the 39-yard line of Tampa Bay. Rolling to the left is Brandon. Rolling. Throws it toward the end zone. Marquez Williams. Did he get to the pylon? Touchdown! The first touchdown of the day. Allen to the rookie from Miami, Marquez Williams. Final from Everbank Field. The Tampa Bay 12, Jacksonville 8.
That was cool. I wasn't expecting that. Not in a second preseason game when all offseason long they talked about how Blake Bortles was going to be their guy.
What happens if Henny stinks bad and Blake plays better?
Well, then I think Blake will win. I think he.
So probably, the job's not done then. It's still open.
I don't think it's done.
They want to make a decision by this week. If this game decides it, it'll be the best thing for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. That way they can just wipe the slate and move on.
The week between the Bucs and the Panthers games was a grind for the Jags as the hits just kept coming from the fans, the media, even the coaches. By game night, though, the sound was different as Mercedes Lewis spun a different tune.
They need to change this music. Huh? Man. I can't get jiggy to this, man. Nice and muggy out here. That's what we get from all that rain and that lightning, is that humidity, man. That's the key, really. They're gonna make some plays. I'm going right for his outside half. And I'll let you read it, you hear me?
Five. Gives to Iverson toward the goal line. Touchdown. 3 yard touchdown run.
That was a drive.
Do your thing.
All eyes are on one position tonight, and that's the quarterback position. Chad Henne gets the start tonight. Blake Bortles will get a significant amount of reps as well.
Down to four loss, the trenches. All the line of scrimmage. Let's go. Right here.
It's a fake. They snap it to Corey Grant, and he's into the open field. First down and more. Into Carolina territory, the 40. Inside the 30. Corey Grant all the way down to the 20-yard line of Carolina. It was a fake punt, and it was a beauty. First down, Jacksonville at the 22-yard line of the Panthers. Gives to Ivory to the left side. Leans toward the goal line. Touchdown.
That's a nice job by Chris Ivory.
Pressure coming. He'll turn and throw this one. It's intercepted. Going back the other way. Stanley Jean-Baptiste stepped right in front of the target receiver.
And he drops the throw. Fires deep down the left side. Wants Allen Robinson. Allen is out there diving at Deb. A. Robb's got the catch inside the 25-yard line with 32 seconds to play.
And that is a big-time play by Allen Robinson.
And
no
it's
doubt.
A great throw, too.
So it's Blake with the number of the starters to start this second half. Blake drops the throw. Looks left, now back right, now to the middle of the field. Scrambles a little bit, stays behind the line. Checks it down. That's a good pass to Koyak inside the 10, inside the 5-yard line. Nice work by Blake Bortles out of the pocket.
Well, you're right, Frank. This is where Blake in the past has done pretty well. When things get off schedule, breaks down, and he has to become an athlete.
I want to see Blake throw a touchdown right here. This play.
Blake will get it in regardless.
Looking toward the end zone, right corner of the end zone for Shane Wynn. Leaping attempt for Shane Wynn in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown.
Nice throw.
Bortles to Shane Wynn for the touchdown in the right corner of the end zone.
Who should be the starting quarterback? And I think you can make an argument for each guy.
Yeah, you really can.
I made a decision to name Blake the starter. I think that, you know, the first thing that I look at is to make sure that, you know, who's going to give us the best chance to win in the situation, you know, that we're in.
When the preseason ends, it's quickly forgotten. The roster is cut and finalized, and the regular season stands on the horizon. Time to saddle up and ride in search of a winning season.